Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. It's always sensitive talking about these things, but Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/TDS. That's HIMS.com/TDS for your personalized ED treatment options. Hard mints are a chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with your healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding their business and evolving their passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. There are two ways to go. As Caesar overwhelmed and destroyed the Roman Republic, the Romans had a choice. Neither choice was good, but it was all they had. They could allow it to happen, or they could fight. They could accept the bridle, as Plutarch put it, and with some humiliation keep their estates and their status and their life. Or they could fight desperately, hopelessly, against overwhelming odds. It's like the lyrics to the Mount Joy song. There's two ways it goes now as our love comes crashing down. You could be the flame that burns out, or you could turn and burn it down. Cicero chose to go quietly along. Cato refused. Both were powerless, turns out, to effect much change at that moment. Caesar was too powerful. The Republic had already fallen, but Cato chose to lay down his life to make the ultimate sacrifice and a statement of resistance. In so doing, he sealed Caesar's fate and made a statement about freedom and liberty loud enough that the founders of America heard it 17 years later and formed a new nation around it. A Stoic doesn't always win, but they never go quietly along, keeping their stuff, keeping their fancy position at the cost of being a slave or a sellout. They'd rather be dead. They'd rather lose it all if there was a 1% chance of making a difference, not for themselves, then for future generations. A Stoic fights, whether it's against a hedge fund looting the great company they've worked for the last decade, or if it's against an illegitimate Vichy state. A Stoic doesn't go quietly into the good night like Cicero. They rage like Cato. They say what needs to be said. They don't let the light go out. They'd rather burn it down than give in, because the Republic, literal, metaphorical, it matters. What you stand for, what you believe in, it's worth fighting for. Doing the right thing is enough. When you've done well and another has benefited by it, why, like a fool, do you look for a third thing on top? Credit for the good deed or favor in return. Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, 773. The answer to the question, why did you do the right thing, should always be because it was the right thing to do. After all, when you hear or see another person do that, especially when they might have endured some hardship or difficulty as a consequence for doing the right thing, do you not think, well, that is a human being at their finest? So why on earth do you need thanks or recognition for having done the right thing? After all, you were only doing your job. This idea, Mark Shrews talks about the third thing, and I know I have another episode about this week, but this idea of the third thing is the recognition, the credit, the gratitude, the reciprocation. But the Stoics would say, we don't control any of that. It's not a given. It depends on other people. And to only do the right thing because you want to be rewarded for it, because you want to be recognized for it, is to put your heart out of your body on a platter for someone to stomp all over. The reality is most things are not recognized. Good deeds go, rarely does a good deed go unpunished, as the expression goes. So that can't be why we do it. We have to do the right thing because it's the right thing. There's a quote from Marcus I love. He says, what is a kingship? It's to earn a bad reputation by good deeds, right? It doesn't matter how hard you work, how many people you help, what you do. There's going to be people who just plain reject it, don't see it, get angry for you at it. Every once in a while, I'll check like a YouTube video that we posted, or someone will show me an Amazon review. And it's like, you know, objectively, overwhelmingly, this was good for people. They liked it. It was done from the right place. You provided real value. And there'll be someone saying, you know, screw that guy. I hate him. How dare you? Or whatever, right? But that, so if that's why you did it, you're going to be disappointed. But if you did it because it was pleasurable to you, because you wanted to do it, because you knew it needed to happen, and if you didn't do it, it might not have happened, well, then who gives a crap? So I want you to get to a place where you do the right thing because it's the right thing, because you're trying to live up to the standards you set for yourself, because you're trying to be an example for your kids, because you're trying to make a difference, because you're trying to right some wrongs you've done in the past. You got to get there. I think about this, in recovery, they talk about making amends, right? You have to go and apologize and try to make it right with someone. But that person can give you the middle finger. They don't have to accept your apology, right? They don't have to appreciate what you're going through. They don't have to help you. And so you have to get to a place, too, where you're doing it because it's the right thing, because it's part of your journey, for instance. But you have to come to terms with the fact that you don't control other people. Your gesture's not always going to be received the way you want it to be received. You're not always going to make the progress you want to make. So you have to detach from the results, focus on the why. Focus on the how, focus on the what. Everything else is extra. Do the right thing because it's your job. Do the right thing because it's the right thing. That's a human being at their finest. That's you at your finest. That's you being your best. That's what we got to do today. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it, and I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.